Welcome back to Live with Lauren, and today is October 1st. Oh my gosh, it's fall, crisp air, like I just want to do it all, and yeah, I'm just like so excited. So I think that it's really just like the time to, you know, like be in your comfy big sweaters and drink some steamed apple cider, which, by the way, you have to try. It's at Starbucks, and it's so good.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, I'm just, like, really, really enjoying it. So, on today's episode, I'm really, 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 really pumped because I am interviewing Morgan. And Morgan is this phenomenal woman. First of all, I'm obsessed with her Instagram handle. It's unapologetically Morgs. And just the fact that she is so unapologetically herself, and she's all about body positivity and wellness, and she's a lifestyle blogger, and you guys know it's literally like a woman after my own heart, because I love all of those topics. So I'm going to have her on now.
I'm making a move, study long, study wrong, ain't nothing gonna happen on its own. I'm making a move, don't need no higgins for this song, I got joy all through my soul.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Thank you so much for coming on the video podcast.
Thanks for having me. This is my first time doing anything like this, so.
I am so, so excited. I love when I'm like, people's like coming on first or if they're their first live or anything. So we're going to have the best time. So tell people just a little bit about yourself and just a little bit about what you do.
Yeah, well, I'm a lifestyle blogger. It feels weird to call myself that, but that's what I am. I live in Wilmington, North Carolina, and I like to talk about everything. So I don't really like to limit myself to one particular topic. I talk a lot about just overall positivity, body positivity, overall wellness, just being kind to yourself and being kind to others is really the message I'm trying to put out there.
Oh my gosh, I adore it. Yes. And I, it always reminds me too, Ellen DeGeneres at the end of her shows, she's always like, you know, be kind to one another. And I think that's great, perfect messaging.
Yes.
So what has, or like, what is the definition of body positivity to you?
That's a hard one. body positivity, in my opinion, is just loving your body in its natural form. So, your bodies don't come in one standard shape and size, even though society and Hollywood like to tell us otherwise. We are all made differently.
Yes.
And I think it's not often celebrated that the different shapes and sizes, and that it's okay to be more than a size, whatever small number. So to me, body positivity is just loving your natural shape, whatever that may be, big, small, whatever.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I just, again, like, I need this on a t-shirt. I need it posted everywhere. Yeah. I think that it's just such a great reminder, too, because I feel like we forget. Like, we forget that the size that we are, you know, what we look like is beautiful, and it doesn't need to be defined by society. And what advice do you have for women struggling with self-confidence?
Well, honestly, what's helped me a lot, and this is going to sound super controversial, but Instagram has really helped me to be okay with the way that I look. So it's definitely a double-edged sword. You know, people, you can go on Instagram and feel really discouraged, but to me, I've used it more as a tool to, like, see other women that look like me and who are, you know, I'm a size, I teeter between a 10 and a 12, and going on there and seeing other women who are the same size and height as me. I've always been like a really tall girl. And it's changed how I look at myself, you know, seeing. So I think even if you have to find, you know, someone to like a role model to look up to, I think that helps a lot to really show yourself like, okay, she can do it and she has a body like me. So what am I doing? Why do I hate myself so much? Like, I think she's beautiful and she looks like me, or she's, you know, she's out there loving herself. Why can't I do the same?
That's so intriguing to me, because with the Instagram platform, and it is so, I see it on both sides where Because I'm with you. Like, I use Instagram as inspiration. Like, I will not follow any accounts, anybody who isn't going to add to that positivity or, you know, bring that to light. But I have seen it where a lot of people feel like it is that tug and pull of comparison and just feeling like, you know, they're never going to get to that status of whoever they're looking up to. And so what has been, I guess, differentiating that, like, for you? Like, what did that look like in identifying who you follow and how that affects you?
So I think it started out with following, like, celebrities who look like me, like, more well-known people. Like, I know I followed Demi Lovato first, and she's, like, a huge, you know, like, body positivity, and Ashley Graham. They're, you know, they're, like, the forerunners of this body positivity movement. And then, you know, I don't feel like I ever really followed anyone that didn't make me feel good about myself. And if I did, I very quickly unfollowed them. But I know there's so many girls and just people in general who are following people who they might really enjoy their content, but they're comparing themselves to them. And it's really, it wreaks havoc on your mental health. And I think we don't even, I mean, I think we know that this is a thing, but I think it's hard to do anything about it. You know, it's hard to unfollow the people that you're kind of obsessed with. And so I think it's just kind of being self-aware and realizing that, okay, I might like their content, but it's not healthy for me to look at them every day because I'm comparing myself to them, and I don't need to be doing that because I don't have the same body as them. I don't have the same lifestyle as them, and that's okay.
Yeah, and I think, again, that is so important that people hear that. It is okay. Like, you shine in your own light, and why would you want someone else's light? You know what I mean? I think
exactly.
Yeah, and so, because even the idea of comparison, if we were to break down that a bit, and what I've seen, because actually I used to think that that whole idea of comparison, like, that's something that happens in middle school and high school, but, like, it happens in adulthood probably more so
than,
which is insane to me, because you think, like, oh, once I'm an adult, like, I'm not going to care. Actually, that's, like, literally when you care the most. But I think when we look at comparison, we start to see this thing of, like, we feel that the other person has something that we're lacking. Like, oh, like, they have good looks, I feel like I'm lacking good looks. They have the best job, I feel like I don't have the best job. And so I always feel that it's, like you said, it's great to be self-aware. And why do we feel like we lack those things? Like, what are we seeing that contributes to that? And if really break it down even more, I personally feel like it's just us feeling some sort of inadequacy or, like, unworthiness, but it's not coming necessarily from us. It's coming from society. It's coming from, you know, other people having, like, expectations of us and those certain things. So for you, like, how did you break down those barriers and become, you know, confident enough in yourself where you're not letting society or other people tell you how to be and how to live?
That is a hard question. I don't even know if I can really pinpoint, like, an exact moment where I felt like I'm okay with myself. And I don't think anyone really can. Like, it's a constant struggle. I still, every single day, have to tell myself it's okay, because your body changes and who you are changes over time. And I think, right now, like, what I'm struggling with a lot, and I've talked about it on my blog and on Instagram, is I'm going through, like, some hormonal changes. I stopped using birth control back in, like, May, and it's just really, like, wreaked havoc all over my hormones, and I've had some weight gain and just experiencing things in my body that I've never experienced before. And it's really made me, like, kind of restart this entire journey. You know, I would have bad days where I was like, I don't get it. Why I'm gaining weight. I don't feel like I'm overeating. You know, I'm an active person, but I think it's just acknowledging that you're not really doing anything wrong. You know, like, you're not exercising enough. You're not eating the right things necessarily. You know, I mean, you can always do better, but at the end of the day, you're going to be who you're going to be. And no amount of, you know, dieting, exercising, whatever you think you have to do to change yourself is going to really change it that much, you know? Totally. So it's a constant struggle. I definitely have gone through periods of time where I completely hated myself, but I think that I have a really good support system. I have this rock star group of friends who are, I have these great girlfriends, and they're all different shapes and sizes, all different, you know, skin tones, everything. We're all so different looks and personalities. So I think that's really helped me to celebrate who I am and the differences in me to other people.
I think that's so powerful, because I think by diversifying your group, especially your group of friends and who you surround yourself with, gives you that perspective of all those different types of body types and people and, you know, and just everything. And so I think that was when you were speaking about just, and what you're going through now, it reminded me of a time when I was in high school, and I went to a predominantly white school. And so I used to think that only like long blonde blue eyed was like gorgeous. Like that was like the top, that's the prettiest that you could get. Which, saying out loud, sounds completely stupid.
Right, yeah.
But, but then once I got out into the world and I would see all different types of people, it made me feel, you know, just more like of that inclusivity and that diversity, and just feeling like, oh my gosh, like that then empowered me. And so with your friendships, like, do you find women friendships hard, or do you feel like you have like a vulnerable place to like share what you're going through?
I think that I have a very unique friendship situation. I've been friends with the same group of people since I was 8 years old. We've just happened to like stay in touch and stay friends, and it's very unique and very special. But I try to be like that towards people I haven't known very long either. I have, you know, great girlfriends at work and things like that. And I think it can be tricky sometimes, you know, making new friends and talking to them and feeling them out and seeing, you know, where they stand on certain things and maybe how they feel about themselves and how you talk about yourself around them. But my mom is like a rock star, and she's someone that can talk about everything and anything all the time. So I feel like I've grown up around people that were like that. So it's made it a little bit easier for me. Mm-hmm. I'm an oversharer by nature. So I don't really have a problem, you know, talking about the hard stuff.
Yes. Oh my gosh. That's so good. Oh man. I'm probably going to quote that from this episode. That's
really yeah.
No, I think that's wonderful. And I think that is so special. That kind of reminds me of like Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, and cause they were like all so close as well too. So I think that's so cool, because I think it is sometimes hard, just with women in general. I don't know why that is, why we sometimes have a hard time in effectively communicating or just, you know, supporting one another. And because once we do, you see like all of this like magic start to happen and like all of this like change in the world. So
yeah. And I think that like I have experienced a little bit of struggle with my own girlfriends. Like I have friends that I used to think growing up, like, oh, we're the same person. That's why we've been such good friends. And, you know, after being friends with someone for like 15 years, you realize you're not the same person. And, you know, things that they now like, I don't necessarily like, and vice versa. And, you know, there's a little bit of growing pains, I think, when you're friends with someone for so long that, you know, you're realizing you've thought this whole time that you were the same person and you had everything the same, and you're kind of looking at them as a reflection of yourself. And I think that also helps you to find yourself a little bit, is when you realize like, maybe I'm not as similar to them as I think, but that's not a bad thing. Like we can still be best friends, but I need to find myself also. Like I need to find who I am outside of this friendship and, you know, and I think it's only made our friendships even stronger now, because I think now we all accept each other's differences a little bit more. And, you know, we all know that we're different people, but at the end of the day, like, we're family. So we're going to be there for each other no matter what.
That's so beautiful. What does women empowerment mean to you? And what has it meant to your friendships?
I think women empowerment is just teaching women that they can do anything they want to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think we live in a society that has for generations told men that they can, and I'm not, you know, in no way shaming men, but that they've been told for literally hundreds of years that they can do anything. And I think it's only recent generations that we've been told that we can do anything too. So there's still this, you know, struggle that women have, which is why women empowerment is so important. And that's something that I have had to learn with my group of friends. I have a friend and she is not interested in having children. And it was hard for me to understand why she would feel that way. And I think now I try to understand, that's her choice. It is what it is. Like, who cares, you know? And I think, you know, I've had things like that happen. You know, I have friends that choose to be stay-at-home moms. And I don't particularly find that in the cards for me, but there's nothing wrong with their decision. And I think that women empowerment is something that you can take into your friendships. And when you don't maybe understand something that your friends are doing, just understand that that's their decision. And there's nothing wrong with it. It doesn't make them less of a woman. It just is their decision.
Exactly. And you touched on something that's so important. I think that just as human beings, our natural challenges as humanity is that when we don't understand something, we tend to critique it. We tend to want to, you know, tell, oh, this is the way that it should be. And it's hilarious because I feel like nobody really knows how it should be. Like,
how it should be. Yeah. I don't think there even is, you know. Exactly. I just think it is whatever it is. And you have to, even no matter how long you live, you have to continuously check yourself.
Yeah.
Because even now, like, someone might say something to me and my initial reaction might be like, whoa, that's weird. Like, I don't understand that at all.
Yeah.
And like judgy a little bit. And then I kind of have to check myself and be like, what's wrong with it? You know, what's wrong with their decision to do whatever? I don't understand, you know? So it's a constant struggle. You constantly have to check yourself.
Yeah, it is. And it's so interesting that we do have to do that. But I think, again, I always think of just women, or maybe just people, that we're all like onions, right? We have multiple layers and we're always peeling it back and we're always finding something new, which is both exciting, but then at the same time, sometimes annoying, because as soon as we think that we know who we are, something changes and then we gotta restart that joke all over again.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. I feel like that's just the price of living a full life, is that you're just constantly evolving and people around you are evolving. You have that struggle, that power struggle with each other. But, you know, I mean, that's just life, and you can't really let it get too heavy.
Exactly. It's so true. So what made you start blogging and, you know, wanting to share wellness and body positivity and, you know, just all the good stuff?
Well, I started blogging almost a year ago. It was in November of last year. I was going through some personal struggles. My grandmother passed away in August of last year, and it was very sudden. I wasn't expecting it. It really affected me. And I started writing down my feelings because I didn't know how else to cope. So I started keeping a journal, and I was writing every day, multiple times a day. And what started off as maybe some dark stuff, you know, being sad, ended up being happy things and my thoughts on various random topics and, you know, giving myself a pep talk through writing in a journal. And I would reread these things and think that maybe somebody else would benefit from hearing my story or hearing what I have to say to myself, like when I give myself a pep talk. So I kind of always wanted to start a blog, and I just figured now was the time to do it, you know. So I was feeling oddly inspired by tragedy, which I feel is very strange to say, but I was. And that's just how I coped with the entire thing. And I'm glad that I started it because I really enjoyed the process.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm so sorry to hear about your grandmother, but I do think, like, you, it's crazy. I feel that we do create beautiful things in those tragedies and in those hard times and those hard moments. And so I think that she would be very, very proud. So that's, I think that's incredible. And I can't even imagine how many people are probably going to be, you know, touched by you and encouraged and inspired. And it just, it creates a ripple effect. And I think that's something to remember, is that when you are going through a hard time, I always feel like it is the best to reach out and share your feelings as much as possible, because I bet you anything, there's at least one other person in this world that is going through something.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yes. Absolutely. I feel like everything that happens is like for a reason, even if that reason is just to help one other person feel better about themselves for one single second.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's terrible and tragic, and I've coped and cried a lot, and I still do, but I've gotten a lot of great feedback. I wrote about my grandmother in one of my very first blog posts, and I got a lot of positive feedback from people I know, people I didn't know, and it kind of solidified my place here and my, you know, journey, and told, you know, keep going, because obviously people are listening and they're appreciating this. So
yes, you know. Exactly. And you seem like such a old soul, which is something I get a lot as well too, but like you seem like super just balanced and like have an understanding of like who you are right now, which I think is so refreshing. And I think that so many people in the world gravitate towards that, because that's something that they want for themselves as well. So
yeah, I never thought of it that way, but thank you.
You're welcome. So overall, like, what makes you, well, the way that I like to describe it is like, what makes you jump out of bed in the morning, but like, what makes you happy? What makes you joyful? You know, how would you describe that?
What makes me happy? I'm super fortunate. I have a day job. Okay. I work in my family's business. Yeah. My family owns an appliance repair company right here in Wilmington, and I work there every day. And believe it or not, as stressful as it can be, I really enjoy what I do there.
Wow.
And I see my mom and dad every day. My husband works in the same business. I have friends, and I feel like, you know, as difficult as it can be, I really enjoy going there every day. And yeah, that definitely keeps me going. My friends, of course, talked a lot about them, but they're a very big part of my life. You know, just, I'm a big family person. I'm a big friend person. I, you know, that's what I'm here for. So.
Do you feel that because of that, like, do you feel like that, being rooted, like having those roots, that family tie, makes you feel even more, you know, just connected, and makes you feel even more confident in the person that you are today?
Oh yes, absolutely. Yeah. I haven't felt insecure about friendships in a very long time. And I feel very, very thankful for that, because that is very rare. And I'm fully aware that that is very rare. So, you know, it is nice to have a safe place to land, you know, and a solid group of people. And that's what I try to like emulate through my blog and my Instagram and stuff, is that even, you know, people don't know me, like the people that follow me, they don't know me really, but at the same time, like, I want to be that safe place for them to land.
Yeah.
And I want them to read my posts and read my stories and think that, you know, that's true. And I understand, and I empathize with her, and she's saying something that relates to me. And, you know, I try to emulate my friend group out there into the virtual world.
I adore that. And so is that how you came up with Unapologetically Morgs, or like how did that come about, your Instagram handle?
Yeah, I like that word, first of all. And I feel like I've spent a lot of time, and I know that everyone has, trying to shrink ourselves to make us fit into some box. Mm-hmm. And I'm like a hardcore fangirl. And I really feel like that's where like a lot, like I love movies and I'm a really big Disney nerd and just all of the above, you know? And I feel like for such a long time, I would hide that part of myself, even though it was a huge part of myself, because I was scared other people were going to judge me. And I was scared that other people wouldn't understand. And I didn't want to hear the negative things. And even to this day, sometimes, you know, it gets me. So I named my blog Unapologetically Morgs because I want to live a little bit more unapologetically. I want to not feel like I need to apologize for who I am.
Yes.
There's no reason for that. And I've been doing that for a very long time. So I don't think I'm living quite unapologetically yet. It's a vision board, if you will. It's a reminder for myself that, you know, when I start to feel insecure about myself, that there's no reason to do that.
Oh my gosh. I love that. So ultimately, like, what is your advice for working towards like your passion or just being unapologetic?
Well, as far as working towards your passion, I would say to just do it and to take any opportunity that's thrown at you, because you never know where it's going to take you. I mean, to be perfectly honest, probably a year ago, I would have never agreed to even come on here and chat with you, because I was just insecure and I didn't know. And I was, you know, the idea of doing something like this would have been so completely just huge, you know, intimidating. And I think you should just go for it. You know, we don't have much time here, and you should just do everything that you want to do. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying you should sell all your belongings, you know, be smart, but you should definitely take the opportunities that come towards you. You know, someone asks you to hang out, just hang out with them. Why not? Mm-hmm. You know, just do it.
I think that's so true. And I honestly, I am so grateful and I'm so happy that you came on the show. I think that for those of you guys who are listening and or watching the playback, like, I just hope you take everything that Morgan's saying to heart, because I just think that it's so important to hear from other women, their experiences, and just all the advice and knowledge and wisdom that you gave today. I'm inspired. So thank you so very much.
Well, thank you so much. This was great.
Good. And okay. Oh, and where can people find you on the internet? I know we just talked about it, but
I'm on Instagram. I'm on Instagram constantly. Unapologetically Morgs. My website is www.unapologeticallymorgs.com. And I have a Facebook page too, but basically put Unapologetically Morgs into social media and you'll probably find me.
Yay! Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much again, Morgan.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Bye. I'm making a move. Study